City leaders were approached by Chabad of Plattsburgh asking for permission to place a 9-foot menorah in Trinity Park, the city-owned park adjacent to City Hall, during Hanukkah. Rabbi Avrohom Rimmler calls it a universal symbol.
The idea was to put the menorah in front of the City Hall, as the message of the menorah is the same message which is what America stands for, which is the freedom of expression, which is the story behind the menorah and Hanukkah. And Trinity Park is quite close to the City Hall. And, you know, the message behind the menorah is a universal message which relates to all kinds of people of all faiths. It's a message of transforming darkness into light.
City councilors unanimously allowed the menorah after council recommended restrictions. Ward 3 councilor Dale Dowdle is the only Republican on the Common Council.
It was with the understanding that there would be no protection, say, from acts of vandalism, things like that, and other religions are welcome to do the same.
Ward 6 Democrat Joshua Kretzer says there's no record of any group ever requesting a religious display on the city's property before this. He notes that other municipalities usually have some type of forum for religious displays during the holidays.
The way that it's worded in the resolution, which is public record, was that we are not endorsing any particular religion as far as the city of Plattsburgh is concerned, but yet we understand the importance of people to be able to exercise their freedom of speech and also, you know, freedom of religion and to celebrate that.
Rabbi Rimmler notes that menorah displays are not uncommon, and he was not surprised that the council approved his request.
They have thousands, literally thousands of menorah lightings in front of City Hall. So they're going to have a menorah lighting right in front of the White House, which is going to be lit by the Vice President of the United States of America this year. So this is something which is actually very, very common all over the world.
Plattsburgh Renewal Project President Chris Rosenquist says the community is open and inclusive, but religious displays can be tricky.
From a city's and a governmental perspective, it could be a sticky situation. Even though I'm excited about it, I'm excited to see the inclusion, it's a concern for a lot of people. And, you know, some religions offend other people, though. So it does get to be a sticky situation if somebody's offended by another person's belief. But I think the approach that the counselors have taken in terms of opening up to anybody's expression is the right one.
Religious displays in Plattsburgh's Trinity Park will be allowed only between December 8th and January 7th. Saying he did not want the appearance of favoritism, Mayor James Calnon declined to participate in the lighting of the menorah. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.